Elaine will now introduce our third group of stories from the city.
Various Norwich buildings were in the news this week. A soft play and family entertainment business is close to opening in the shuttered Debenham store in the centre of the city. Locals are demanding action on an abandoned building destroyed by fire in Fishergate. New flats are to be built at the Great Hospital on Bishopsgate. And almost 130 new homes will be built near Wittard Road, not far from Heartsease. Meanwhile, only two buildings remain to be demolished at Anglia Square. Phil is looking forward to soft play at Debenhams.
A soft play and family entertainment business is one step closer to opening its first location in Norwich at the former Debenhams building. Proposals to demolish the 1950s property, which first emerged 2 years ago, have now been withdrawn following the announcement that Fun Parks will be taking over the site. Bosses for the firm say they're expecting to open their Norwich branch by the summer of next year. In the meantime, the company has been stripping the inside of the building, and meeting with architects will be taking place in the coming days. Fun Parks currently has indoor play centres in Basildon, Cardiff, Wigan, Dundee and Edinburgh, and has previously opened branches in other former Debenham stores.
Neighbours say trespassers are scaling the exposed shell of a Norwich building destroyed by fire and warn it is only a matter of time before somebody is seriously hurt. Residents living opposite the derelict Fishergate block say they have suffered 6 years of drug taking, littering, squatting and vandalism at the site. Now they are demanding action after a group of six people was seen trying to climb into the fire-ravaged building. One resident said, "Someone is going to get hurt. There are serious health and safety issues." Others claim dead pigeons have been thrown from the building into their gardens, while repeatedly damaged fencing is being held up by weeds and debris. The roof of the former Fishergate apartments was gutted in a major blaze in May 2020, when 9 fire crews were called out. People in neighbouring Old Miller's Wharf say the building has since become an eyesore, a magnet for antisocial behaviour, and a blight on efforts to sell homes. Norwich City Council says responsibility for securing and maintaining the privately owned building rests with the owner.
Plans have been submitted to create 5 new flats at a medieval Norwich hospital site that has provided care for local people for almost 800 years. Buildings at the Great Hospital near Norwich Cathedral are set to be converted into 5 one-bedroom homes under the proposals. The Great Hospital, founded by Bishop Walter Suffield in the 1200s, lies within Norwich City Council's City Centre Conservation Area. It is also included in the Norwich 12, a collection of heritage buildings spanning the Norman, medieval, Georgian, Victorian and modern eras. The site is surrounded by a number of listed buildings, bordered by Grade 2 listed red brick walls, iron railings, gates, gate pieces and the River Wensum, while the eastern side of the hospital grounds features a landscape courtyard.
Work has started on a £4 million housing scheme, which will see almost 130 new homes built on a former school site. The development at the former Woodside First and Infant School site in Norwich will see 127 new homes constructed, of which 77 will be specifically for people aged 55 and over. Buildings at the site, off Wittard Road, are being demolished to make way for a scheme which Norfolk County Council leaders say will provide social housing for some of the county's most vulnerable people, as well as for families. Plans for the homes were approved by Norwich City Council earlier this year, while reform-led County Hall agreed in June to provide £5.5 million towards the project. The remaining cost will be covered by Homes England, the government's regeneration agency, and Places for People, a social enterprise which owns and manages the homes while providing on-site support. Homes will be wheelchair accessible and include access to a range of on-site facilities, including a cafe, hairdresser, spa bathroom, guest suite, and communal garden.
Two buildings are all that remain as work to demolish the city's most storied shopping complex continues. Aerial images shows Sovereign House and Guildengate House are the last large buildings standing at Anglia Square. The former shopping centre is being bulldozed to make way for 1,100 homes as part of a £350 million scheme, which aims to regenerate the area. It's one of the city's most significant projects for decades and has taken 20 years to come to fruition. The demolition work was expected to take about 6 months to complete after starting in November last year. But work to find and remove asbestos in the building has been one of the reasons behind the delays. Another reason contributing to delays is trespassers repeatedly breaking into the abandoned complex, known as Urban Explorers. The explorer later returned to the site and was detained by police after being spotted by security guards.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Jane Pratt and Robin Quine are now ready to join us with part two. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and a second feature. But for now, it's goodbye from both myself, Elaine Smith, and from Phil Harrison.
Goodbye.